Shelleen Gerbig is with Sarda Ag Research, and she joins us on the line today for the Ag Show. Shelleen, thank you very much for joining us. How are things going with Sarda Ag Research?
This is a very busy time of year for us. Things are going very well. We're excited for this summer. After the COVID lockdowns the last couple of years, we haven't been able to do as many outdoor events as what we normally would like to do. So this year, we're all in.
What are some of the projects that are going on right now with Sarda Ag Research?
We've got a lot of, a wide variety of projects. We look at new practices, products, cultivars, new crops. We basically want to reduce the risk of farmers having to lay out a large sum of money to try a practice that they're not sure will work in their area. So just to name a few of the things that we've got going on, we're very excited to have the lupin adaptability trial. Lupin is a new crop for the area. We're not sure it's even going to grow. Hopefully it will. Lupin is exciting for producers because it's a pulse crop that is resistant to aphanomyces, which has very detrimental effects in the area on field peas. So that's why there's an interest in it, and we want to see if it will grow. It also has twice the amount of protein as peas. So, again, the protein fractionation industry is also excited about the lupin. We've got the forage seed research program with Calvin Yoder, our variety trials. We have some intercropping. We're confirming some optimum seeding rates for cereals. And, of course, we have the industrial hemp trial. And we have a new industrial hemp trial this year, a herbicide trial. With any new crop in the area, there's not a lot of weed control options, so we're going to try a few different options and herbicides and see what the industrial hemp will actually tolerate, and it will also kill the weeds. So we're excited about some of these things.
Shelleen, from what I understand, one of the new products that seems to be on Sarda Ag Research's radar is the pea leaf weevil project. What is that?
Actually, that is more of a survey. A few years ago, I'm not sure exactly which year, whether it was 2018 or 2019, they actually confirmed that pea leaf weevil was in the area. What we don't know is how prevalent it is and whether it's going to cause economic damage. So when the peas are at the approximately 4 to 10 node stage, I will be going out to about 10 different fields through Smoky River, Big Lakes County, and Northern Sunrise County, and counting the feeding notches on the pea leaf, or on the pea. And then that information goes back to the provincial insect survey person to analyze. So it is a new pest in the area, and we are looking at the numbers and the spread of that insect.
Yeah, Shelleen, I was going to ask you, how much do we know about the pea leaf weevil, and is it invasive?
It's definitely invasive. It started out in the southern part of Alberta, where they've been dealing with it for a number of years, and it has slowly creeped up to the peace region. So very invasive. The feeding notches are not harmful to the crop. What happens, though, is the weevil lays its eggs, the larva crawls down the root to the rhizobia and eats the rhizobia. So there's no nitrogen fixing, and that can actually kill the plant.
Do you have deadlines for when you want to get that research at least into the next stage? I'm not saying finish, but certainly into the next stage.
I actually only have probably about 3 days to do the pea leaf weevil survey. And that's why I put out the request for fields for producers to let me know where their fields are so that I can get permission to enter their fields when it's time and do the survey. So there's not a lot of time to do the tea leaf weevil survey, and it really depends on the stage of the crop as well. So, yeah, I'm shooting for that 4-node to 10-node window. Most of the peas are probably just coming through the ground right now.
Should a land user or a landowner believe or think that they might have some invasive species invading their crop, I guess, for lack of a better term, how can one get involved, and two, where can they contact you?
Well, most of our contact information is on our website, www.sarda.ca. And if a producer is interested in participating in some of our pest monitoring projects or any of our other projects, or just has questions about different things that we've been doing, they're more than welcome to give us a call. Later on this year, I will also be putting out a request for fields for wheatmidge soil survey, and that one happens after harvest. So there's numerous different pests that we monitor, and most of that information will be posted on our website or through our newsletter, or I also have a subscription feature that I send out information on regularly, weekly actually.
Shalene, what are some of the other big events that are coming up that SARDA Ag Research has going throughout the summer months?
Okay, well, July 19th is our biggest field school, and we'll be looking at different variety trials, maximizing feed barley production. That's a use of plant growth regulators trial. We have a cultural flea beetle control trial, canola performance trials, biostimulant trials, and I know a lot of people will wonder what these items are, so we hope to see them at our event. July 13th, we're in Big Lakes County, just outside of High Prairie. We're going to do a plot walk. We're going to look at our wheat seeding rate trial, beta-glucan intercropping trial, and, of course, the yellow and green pea variety trial. Following the plot walk on the 13th, I have been able to secure three top-notch speakers on crop diseases. So we'll move inside for that in the afternoon. And I have Robin Davidson coming from Lakeland College to talk about aphanomyces in peas. I have Michael Harding from Alberta Agriculture and Forestry up to talk about Fusarium head blight, and he hails from the Brook area. Jason Castleman, the new Canola Council of Canada agronomist, who hails from Fairview, is going to talk about Verticillium strike, which is also a new disease in the area. And the local municipal reps are going to talk about any policies that they have in their municipality to deal with those crops. I'm moving that crop diseases workshop in the morning to DeBolt and in the afternoon to Ryecroft. So that's exciting for us to have those top-notch speakers.
Sounds like things are going to be very, very busy over the summer months. How much do you, just out of curiosity, how much do you get the kids involved with some of the research that's being done?
Well, we have 5 summer students this year. So I consider them kids, and each student has a particular interest or trial that they're semi in control of, and so they are actually, they understand the trials, they understand the protocol, what we're looking at, and they do a lot of the data collection and entering that data into our system so that we have it for later. So those kids are awfully involved. Other kids, we're mainly dealing with farm families. And throughout our years, we have different family events. Let's just say the third week in March, 2023. We're doing the Sarda Ag Research Agricultural Trade Show in Solaire, and often with that we have a family safety day as well, which has a number of kids' activities and projects that they can do there for the day. So we have entertainment and so on. So we do keep the kids, although that's not our main focus. Our main focus is on our agricultural producers.
How much are you looking forward to the summer months, into the fall, and into next year as well?
I am excited to get out there and talk with producers and showcase our events. And just, it's so nice to be able to go out and have face-to-face meetings. Other things that we do have coming up, we have a 4-H seed production tour. Calvin Yoder is putting that one on. We're also going to do some demonstrations on crop staging and resistant wild oat treatments as well. So those events are kind of in the planning work. And I would suggest, if people are interested, to watch our website for the events page and join our subscription feature. It will come, the information will come right to their mailbox, their email box.
Shalene Gerbig is the Extension Coordinator with Sarda Ag Research. And Shalene, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.